Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. Hello.
Hi, Super Mamas.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Welcome to
my
the
voice.
Sisterhood. Welcome to the sisterhood. I am Bricia.
Hi, guys. I'm Paulina. And welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. How are you, sister?
Well, I don't mean to ¿cómo se dice? Like flex a little bit, but the Super Bowl was just so hard. I just went to the Super Bowl real quick.
Really quick.
Yesterday. I just took a little trip.
I took a whole day trip to the SoFi. I've been at the SoFi since like Thursday.
The SoFi Stadium.
You know, I'll go light.
Let me flex really quick, but I went to the Super Bowl.
We both went to the Super Bowl. The three of us, even including our sister Elizabeth. I know. Oh my God. So I
¿Estás ronca?
I still ronca because I screamed so much, but also because I was under the sun the whole day. And I was just drinking a lot of cold water because it was crazy. It's February in LA, guys, and we were like, what, 90 degrees yesterday?
85, but yeah, close.
It was insane. The restaurant that my sister and I run, Galaguetza, was chosen to be part of the tailgate party. And so it's something that I've been working on for a whole year. And finally, yesterday, it happened. But it was like a whole day thing. Well, actually, like multiple days things. But every day that we would go to the stadium, my husband and I were like, oh, how do we do it to get in? You know, how do we do it to get tickets? And we went, and they actually gave out some tickets. We did not win them. But every day I told him, don't worry. God's going to give us tickets. You'll see. And he was like, okay. And, you know, every time we would pray, we're like, God, please. And don't forget about our tickets. Don't forget about our tickets, God. And I'm happy to say God came through. And he gave us not only two, but four pairs of tickets to go to the Super Bowl. And we were able to also bring our sister Elizabeth and her husband. And then you happened to be there and the seats around you like opened up. So like after the halftime, we all met and it was like a party with the sisters and the husbands. And it was the freaking amazing, most amazing time I've had. Like, I don't know, tengo voz. Y creo que tengo fiebre. Y me duele todo. And like, I feel like my head's going to explode right now. And anoche, literally, I got home. I had a slice of cold pizza. And I don't know how my kids got to bed. I have no idea.
Cold pizza sounds good, actually.
And then, you know, like, all of a sudden, I wake up and I was like, I need to take a shower because I woke up at 4 a.m. and I just took a shower. I felt so, toda sudada.
You took a shower at 4 a.m?
No, I woke up yesterday, Sunday, the Super Bowl Sunday. I woke up at 4 a.m. to work out, get ready, and then go to the stadium and, you know, do the tailgate. But at night, after being in the sun the whole day and then screaming and everything, you know, like, I was like, I need to take a shower. So I got in the shower, came out of the shower con mi bata y mi toalla en la cabeza, y así me metí a la cobija. I didn't even, like, ni siquiera me sequé. Like, literally, no me sequé, ni siquiera. I just wrapped myself in the bata, and I went in my bed, and I knocked out. Cuando me desperté hoy, my hair was still kind of wet, but I was like,
a veces no te enfermas.
You know, es que por eso que estoy ronca, porque creo que me entró el aire. Me agarró el aire.
Oh my God, you really are ronca.
I am. No, en serio, me duele. Like, I really do feel bad. My husband amaneció con un ojo cerrado y uno abierto. I don't know. It was like, I swear, but it was amazing. I mean, we were at the freaking Super Bowl, Bricia, and the Rams won.
And then we served food at the Super Bowl.
And we served food at the Super Bowl. And then after, I just walked right over, got in the stadium, and then saw Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Eminem and J-Lo on the screen. I was just there, you know, con unos amigos, con la J-Lo, you know.
Con el Dre.
Con André.
Snoopy, Kendrick.
Kendrick. Oh, mi amiga.
And 50 Cent.
El 50 centavos.
I lost my mind. But have you seen the memes?
Yes.
Dude, I don't.
How do people do this?
Like, qué mente que la gente tiene. Like, I was dying. I don't know what was best, the halftime show or the memes after. Like, the memes after were just...
Mom sent me like 10 different memes in Espanol that were crazy. Like, they were so funny, but I was like, I don't get it. It was the best halftime ever, halftime show ever.
I mean, yes, it was. I mean, I'm sorry, Beyonce. I'm sorry, Jalen Shakira, but I have to give it to the West Coast. Like, this, I will say, I'm not alone in this, but I was expecting a Tupac hologram.
Me too.
And I also legit thought that Eminem was going to show up with a hologram of Slim Shady. Like, I really thought they were going to battle each other. And I talked to everybody and they're like, wait, how did you think about this? I'm like, that was a commercial. That's what they promoted. It was Eminem. And then it says Slim Shady. And then Slim Shady was a hologram and he was talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when the phone rang on the commercial, the Slim Shady hologram disappeared. But they said Eminem and Slim Shady. Like, they promoted a Slim Shady hologram.
But you know what? Es que no les alcanzó el dinero. They had to pay 50 cents. They were like, it's either one of them. Either one of them.
Either 50 cents or Slim Shady hologram or 50 cents. But I really, and I was so, I was like, I love Eminem. So I was just so excited. And he hasn't performed in forever. And I'm like,
no.
At the end, mm-hmm. he like took, you know, he went down on one knee and he just like, oh my God.
It was insane.
I feel like, oh my God, it was incredible. It was crazy. I screamed so hard. I peed on myself.
I peed on myself the whole time. I actually posted on the Instagram stories. I said, I cannot jump. I cannot scream and jump at the same time.
Oh my God. Like, but the moment Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg came out, I screamed and I was like, oh my God, did I just pee on myself?
Yes, you did.
I was like, did anybody see? Like, I was watching me. I was looking at me right now. I was wearing shorts. So I had to like low key, wipe. Like, yeah. Which is TMI. And I don't know why I'm sharing this on this public forum that I have. And thankfully my husband doesn't listen because I didn't even tell him. So I didn't tell my best friend, but I'm telling a million strangers that I freaking peed on myself.
Well, you know, I also peed on myself the whole time. I was just like, I'm not even going to try to hold it. I'm just going to let it be because I just need to enjoy this show.
I'm like, I should have worn like an adult underwear. I don't know.
This is why I had to take a shower at night because I peed all over myself.
I came home and I just knocked out and I took a shower this morning, but it was amazing.
It was
incredible. The best hot dog in the world. Oh my gosh. If you were at the SoFi Stadium, you have to get the cheddar jalapeno sausage hot dog. Oh my God. It was like so good.
Why didn't you tell me when I was there?
And of course, I went for a second one and they had already closed the concession. I was like, darn, but I had a hot dog from the street. Of course, I had to have an LA hot dog with the chile, with the jalapeno. Oof. So good.
I can't wait. I think hambre, and I haven't eaten actually. I just remember.
Neither have I, but a cold pizza sounds good.
A cold slice of pizza is always good. Honestly, it's always good. So thank you, LA. Thank you, Rams. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, NFL.
For having us.
That was incredible. What an amazing experience. I feel amazing. I just feel like after yesterday, I told my husband, I'm like, dude, we can do anything. We can literally do anything. If we did this, we can do anything. He was like, yeah. Like that was really legit.
That was really amazing. Legit. Well, congrats to you and your catering team. That was incredible. I just helped because baby. So that was really amazing for me, but you put in the works. I want to commend you because you had been working on this project for a year.
A whole year.
You pulled it off and like fed thousands of people. And
dude, it was so crazy because they told us, they said, you know, people are going to come in and it's going to be so fast. Like you want, you know, it's going to be fast. Like there's going to be 9,000 people. It's going to be just fast. And we're like, okay, no, it was crazy. It was crazy. The whole team after it was done, everyone was just like, like after I was like, oh my God, guys, that was crazy. Right. They were like, yeah, that was crazy. That was insane. But it was so fun. I didn't even. That you know that before they were like, you can't take pictures of people because there's gonna be all these people. I didn't even look at their faces. I couldn't even look up. I was just so busy. I could not. I had to keep up. I don't even know who I served. Maybe I served a bunch of people.
Maybe you served Jennifer Lopez. Who knows?
Maybe. I didn't
Ben
even
Affleck
see.
Came by.
somewhat a super mama was there though. She was hey, are you the super mama? Oh my God. And I was like, yay. So I did. Hi.
She was like, wait, you do work.
I do work. I do work, guys.
I thought that was all lies. Like,
no. I actually physically work. My todo me duele ahorita, guys. Like, I seriously work, but that was amazing. Best ever.
Yeah,
best thing ever.
I commend you. It was amazing. And you deserve to be on that crowd. And that's why God gave you 4 tickets. Like,
God gave me 4 tickets. Incredible. God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. My husband gave me a ticket, so that's all I can say.
Hey, thank you, Eduardo, for the ticket.
Thank you to my husband. It was, yeah. I can't believe it. Like, and it's funny because we were sitting there and he had 2 clients and his coworker, right? And I was like, when it was about to happen, I'm like, I just want to apologize right now on behalf of my future self. But you're all about to find out who I really am. Okay? I'm sorry. And then it came on and I just went wild and I was singing every word to every lyric. And then his coworker looked at me and was like, oh, you were serious. I'm like, yes, that's why I'm here.
That was the whole reason why I'm here.
This is why I came for these 30 minutes of glory that finished mm-hmm. too soon. And I have to rewatch it on YouTube, but it was like amazing. Even though I didn't get my hologram, my Slim Shady or Tupac hologram. Tupac.
Yeah.
But I got to see Eminem in all his glory. And I remembered about it, just brought me back to our Up in Smoke tour.
Yeah. Chronic 2000.
How old were we? And also, by the way,
because we were children.
For those who watched it on TV, the moment Dr. Dre and Snoop started singing, the entire stadium filled up with smoke.
Yeah.
And it started to smell like weed. Like, you have no idea. It was like, I don't know if they released weed. I don't know if it was part of the show, but it was like it was magical. Like, at that moment, it was like a cloud of smoke just filled up the entire Cobb Stadium and it just smelled like marijuana.
But let me tell you something.
Like, Kush.
It was chronic. The exact same thing that happened. It was exactly the same thing that happened back in the Up and Smoke tour.
So I told my husband, because I said, He was like, oh, it's going to be like that tour. I remember I watched him. I was like, wait, I went to that concert too.
Yeah, me too.
He went to San Diego. Obviously, we went to the one in Anaheim. And it was Up in Smoke tour. And it was Dr. Dre.
No, it was in Inglewood. We went to Inglewood.
Oh, Inglewood. That's right. Mm-hmm. It was Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
I mean, it was
DMX.
It was like the
everyone.
Everybody. Alicia Keys. Didn't Alicia Keys run away? That was a wrong concert. But yeah, it was like crazy. And I was like, wait.
How old was I? How come our parents let her go to a concert?
Yeah, like, why are our parents dropping us off to watch this profanity? Wait, and no, forget how old I was. How old was Fernando? He was like 9?
I don't know.
7? How old was he?
5?
9.
I was probably like 11 or 12 when I went.
No, he was probably 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I wasn't 12. I think maybe I was... Wait, can we just Google really quick, Veronica or what did I say? Horrible. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Or amazing. I don't know. Or incredible producer. My mind is wired, miswired. Our incredible producer, she's Googling right now. Up in Smoke tour, what year was that? Because I got to figure out how
old. It was the Chronic 2000. It was 21 years ago.
But it was the Chronic 2000. Was that the year they toured?
Yeah, it was that. So it was called Chronic 2000.
So I was 16. Fernando was 13 years old.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think I was younger because when I was 19.
No, you
were
19 then. You were 19.
I was not.
You must have been 18. You must have been. So that means I was 15.
I don't know, but.
Well, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is we were children.
We were children.
And our parents dropped us off at this. Who bought us the tickets? I remember mom dropped us off and picked us up, but like, and how do you find 3 children? And then we're in the stadium and the whole stadium is filled with weed. And we're oh my God. And you know, like everyone's drunk and they were like,
it was 2000.
It was 2000. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So you were 19.
I was like 17.
Seven. No, you're not. How you were born in 81. You're 19.
Oh, I was 19. Yeah, 19. I was
19. 2000 minus 81 is 19 is basic math.
I was 19 when I went to that concert.
So I was 16 and Fernando was 13.
Why do I feel like I was younger? Because I was like, oh, well, I didn't smoke or any. And we were like, we didn't do any of that. We didn't smoke.
No, I was afraid of like I'm always afraid of marijuana. Like I'm,
That was back in the day when people were afraid of marijuana. Yeah, like where your parents were like, ese es el diablo.
Yeah, no. But like, I don't know.
Well, the same thing happened yesterday. It was like being there all over again.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was incredible. And then when we were seating, that was like right by where the fireworks happened. And Elizabeth and I, because we heard them right in our ear. We're like, what the hell? They're shooting. Even that. It was so funny. Like, but te digo, I don't have a voice this morning. I don't have a voice.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
But yeah, everyone found out who I really was. Ratch.
Ratch. But that's not what the show is about today, guys. It's not about the Super Bowl. It's about experiences.
Oh my gosh, talking about me peeing on myself and that we're interviewing a guy. I hope he doesn't listen to the show. This is why I don't this is horrible. This is horrible information I just put out here the moment we're releasing our one male episode.
Sorry, Elian.
Sorry, Elian. But we told you, but we warned you.
We warned you. We did say do not
listen. We did say do not listen. We come with a precaution. Like, you know how it says like parental advisory, whatever that says?
Advisory?
Advisory. We need to put something like that for our podcast, but like for males.
Male advisory.
Male advice. No, women. I don't know. Whatever. Who do we have on the show today?
This is a triggering episode for males. For males.
Yeah.
This week in the show, we have Elian Sabodipker. He told me how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry. I'm probably chopping it. He is the CEO and founder of Nabu, a startup that is revolutionizing the gifts we give kids. Using AI tools, Nabu helps parents find amazing experiences like summer camps, museums, and sporting events, which then family and friends can contribute as much as they want, making the perfect birthday or holiday gift. Apart from his work on Nabu, Elian has helped hundreds of Latinx entrepreneurs like myself through ELBAN and the Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative Education Scaling Program, which he has run since 2019. So without further ado, here is Elian from Nabu. Hi, Elian. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Super Mamas, Super Papa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. And by the way, I want to say I love the Super Papas. If you don't start creating some shirts around that, because I want to buy it ASAP. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
You're
I'm
so gonna funny. It.
All right, Jose, I'm gonna look for your order. Well, let's start by, share who you are, how we met. I'm going to say, Elian, full disclosure, Elian was kind of, you were not my professor, but you are part of the, moderators of the LBAM program that I joined last year, which I will say made me a better leader already. So that's how we met. Elian is a fantastic, overall person. I don't know if I did my initial interview with you, but I know like since the beginning we just connected and like I just feel like I've known you forever. Thank you for that amazing experience. I gained so much from it. I tell everybody about it. So we'll get into that program a little bit so people can like, learn from it. And if they want to join, that would be amazing. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Elian. Tell us what you do, who you are, anything that you want to share.
Yeah, no, thank you, Paulina. And I loved having you in the program. I'll talk a little bit more about what that program was and how we met. And I have to say, in terms of knowing each other for a long time, I've been going to the restaurant for a long time. So in one way or another, we have known each other for a long time. It was my first real LA experience when I moved here. But my name is Elian Sabodipker. I am CEO.
How do you pronounce your last name again?
Sabodipker.
Sabodipker. Okay.
So I have the most Latino last name, right? which growing up as an immigrant, and so I'm from Argentina, right? Moved to the US, and as an immigrant, having that last name was extremely confusing in my ESL class, right? I would join these classes. They would be like, who are you? Why? What is this Russian looking kid doing here? So we moved here from Argentina when I was 8. So I really grew up here in the States and moved around quite a bit. And landed in California, which I love. My two brothers convinced everybody to move here. And I got really into entrepreneurship as a kid. So similar to the background you two have, which is family business, right? My parents were entrepreneurs. They came here looking for that type of life, for a better life, and taught us how to be entrepreneurs. And so with time, I did that as well. And then got to the point where I started leading the program at Stanford called SLAE, the Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative, which is the program that Paulina did last year. It seems like yesterday, but time flies by, right? And apart from that, I also have my own venture. I have my own startup, which is trying to help parents gift better gifts, right? How do we give better gifts to kids and get family involved in that?
I want to tell you something. The first time that we connected and you told me about what you do and you asked me the question, you know, how many toys does your kids have? And I was like, is this a trick question? What should I answer? What's the right answer? Too many, too little? I don't know. I was like,
I know. Yeah.
So tell me, okay, let's start from basics. What is a startup? Because I feel like it's a question that it's a little bit intimidating, you know? What is a startup? Share some of your knowledge, please.
Yeah, no, of course. And so startups, to give an overview, and obviously things can get a little bit more complicated, but they end up being a business that has high growth potential, meaning it can scale, grow really quickly through the use of a variety of different things, mostly innovation, right? So it could be tech in Facebook case, right? There's technology that helps it grow and acquire users really quickly. And so the business grows really quickly. That's a startup. But sometimes it's also with food, right? So we see vegan food right now being really popular. And so things like Impossible Meat, Beyond Meat, things that are changing the way that food is being done or something is being done, right? Innovating it and using innovation as a way to scale their business. That's what ends up being a startup.
Nice. So now that we know what a startup is, tell us about your startup and why did you start your startup?
Yeah. So I'll go from the beginning before I was a dad, because definitely as a dad, it was the catalyst or the thing that really made me want to do this. But even before that, as an uncle and a godfather, my niece had just about every toy, right? So it's one of the reasons why I asked that question, because when we would go over to the house, I couldn't walk in her room. I mean, peluches, like everything, right? Like you were like, girl,
I hate what are you
doing, right? Like, what are you doing? And I think it was like her fifth or sixth birthday came up. And we were living in the Bay Area. We came down, me and the wife. And she was like, I want this American Life doll, I think it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you already have like 20 of them. She's like, no, but I want to build the whole world. And I'm like, where are you going to put it?
Exactly.
Right?
That's hilarious.
So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Right. Like, I'm going to put my foot down. I want to get her something that means, right. Like that's different. So I thought, okay, financial literacy, I was teaching that at that time. So I was like, let me buy stocks, right. Let me do something that like really means something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I bought her some stocks. I got her a certificate. I go to the birthday party. Everybody brought a doll except this girl, right?
Yeah.
Except this guy. I bring a certificate from Charles Schwab. She can't even read the certificate, right? So she looks at me. She's like, Theo, what are you doing? Where's the doll?
Where's my doll?
Where's the doll? Where's the doll? Now, I am very lucky that I have a wife who is a lot smarter than me, who brought a doll and saved the day. But I was like, you know, there's something here, right? Like, how do we, okay, stocks might not be it. So I started to kind of like put my brain around it. And then I had my kid. Now, I'm a tall guy, so I'm 6 foot six. Meaning,
oh my God, you're 6'6"?
6'6", yeah.
Is it like weird going through doors?
Yes. Oh my. I went to a restaurant yesterday. I hit the door twice on the way in and on the way out. You think I would learn? No, I hit the door. Yeah, I hit a lot of doors. And the question I get asked a lot is, do you play basketball? It's like, I mean, no, right? But so for my kid's first birthday, we got 3 basketball hoops. 3 basketball hoops. I'm like, the kid can't walk. You're giving him a So I was like, no, I'm done with junk. And then the pandemic happened. And I don't know if this happened to both of you, but you were stuck in like this tiny spot, right? We were in an apartment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going through 3 basketball hoops, 15 toys, right? Like, I'm done, right? And we started talking to more and more parents, and they were like, we don't want any more junk. We don't want any more toys. We don't want anything like that. So then we started thinking, okay, what do, right? Well, experiences, right? Especially now that we want to go out, right? So how do we as parents and family members give experiences that then these kids can do, bringing these lifelong memories, right? These things that they'll always remember. And so we started putting together Nabu, the platform to help parents, one, find experiences, because that's the first challenge right there, right? How do you find these experiences that are out there? Like, you might know what your kid likes or some of the things your kid likes, but then, hey, okay, my kid likes dinosaurs. What do we do, right? Like, apart from toys, what are those experiences that are out there?
Right.
There's a lot of amazing ones. So the first thing we do is help parents find those experiences. And then we bring the family together to put in however much they want towards that experience. So they could put $20, $50, $100, right? And as Latinos, we have this big family. So we can bring these experiences that are one of a kind. It could be a trip to Disney, but it could also be a STEM camp that really changed the way these kids just have the joy of the birthday gift, right? Or the Christmas gift, right? Whatever that might be.
I am looking right now on your website of all the activities and experiences you have here. How did you get started with finding everything? And I'm assuming are you right now only servicing certain areas, just California, or is it everywhere?
Yeah. So right now we're mostly in California. However, as more and more parents have reached out to us from different states and different states, we've been adding more experiences. The one thing I'll say is I think my kid goes to everything, right? Because I'll find these amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking and I'm like, is this like a great resource place for parents to find ideas? We had a whole show with my sister about the same thing of, as children, first generation immigrants, we didn't have the privilege of being driven around to soccer practice or, you know, I mean, swimming class or music or ballet. You know, my sister and I were working since, you know, I was 5, she was 8. Like, we were hustling and our activity was being waitresses, bussers, hostesses, and line cooks. Like, that was my after school activities. So her and I have always had a difficulty even being intentional and finding things, but also now understanding we are in this place of privilege where we can give our kids these experiences. And, you know, I remember speaking to a friend, she told me all the activities her daughter did. And I'm like, Dios de mi corazón, my kid can barely kick a ball, you know? So, I started being a little bit more intentional last year on, you know, now he's in more things. And now I've seen the growth that has giving him. And I'm here and I'm looking at all the stuff that you have. And I'm like, I wish I would have found this sooner, because this is a great place where you can just get ideas and see also what fits with your kids, because not every kid might like music. Like, I mean, I put my kid in music, but I just sort of threw a dart at whatever. I'm like, let's just put him in everything and see what sticks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's one of the big challenges that we're trying to work on it and fix, right? Because I know for me as an immigrant, and I did the same thing, right? Where Saturdays and Sundays were work, right? Like, my activity was when we rented a forklift and we learned how to like ride the forklift, right? Like, that was like the big, oh, we got to do this. But what ends up happening is these experiences that are out there, and as immigrants or even a lot of Latinos and Latinas, a lot of them don't have access to these activities and experiences that ultimately end up really crafting and molding kids, right? Mm-hmm. You know, talk about music. Music is one of those things that when you put it as an early age for them to learn an instrument, their mental growth is tremendous, right? Mm-hmm. And if we're not finding the right music teachers, if we're not finding those outlets that are affordable, that we have access to, then kids miss out on that, right?
Yeah. And
especially as we look at STEM, right? So much of our work culture now becomes STEM-based, right? Coding and programming. How do we make sure that our kids have access to those experiences that at least make them see it, right? And make them experience it of like, oh, wow, this is something that I can do. So in terms of what we do, that's what I love to do. I love to go out and find experiences because as a kid, I didn't get that chance, right? As a kid, it was work. And even I remember growing up in middle school, my friends went to karate and I wanted to do karate. And I was like, well, I got to work, right? I got to help the family business. But two, if my parents got to pay for that, then that's less money that goes towards bills, that goes towards whatever, right? So that's why we also want to bring this aspect of family together so that we can say, hey, you're not alone in paying for this. If you can't pay for yourself, great. Like, here's a ton of amazing experiences. But also, similar to like a quinceañera, let's have family get involved, right? Why buy a toy when they can put towards a karate class or a music class? Mm-hmm. And that kid's going to really enjoy that, right?
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, like talking about things that I didn't even know certain things, right? Same thing as my sister, my kids, you know, were not doing much. My kid, I was talking to someone recently about how my oldest had a really difficult time mentally with the shutdown and, you know, all the repercussions, anxiety, stress for her. So I took it upon myself to start, you know, doing sports on her end. We started doing sports. We did Taekwondo. And I met this amazing mom that has like pulled me into all different activities. And she invited me to lacrosse, right? For girls. Yeah. I didn't even know lacrosse was. I don't even know. And
I still don't know what lacrosse is.
What's
lacrosse?
It's very, very complicated.
I don't know, but it sounds like something rich people do.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So here's my thing. It was so crazy. I posted it on my social media and a lot of the comments were like, ooh, how bougie. And I was like, do you know, like this program is free? I actually found a free lacrosse program for like girls of color. But you know, it's a sport that is very much, you know, white, so, and rich. And I was like, this is a good opportunity because my kids are going to be exposed to a totally different thing that I wasn't exposed to. But if it wasn't for someone else that found it for me, I would have never known. So I think this is a very good tool for all the parents, because sometimes we think some of these activities are out of our reach. We don't even think about them because, you know, because we're like, no, that's not for us. I can't afford that. I don't know. I don't have the time to look for it. I didn't have the time to look for it. Someone told me where to go, what time to show up. And I did. But I was lucky that I found that. So this is like, your website is a great, like my sister was saying, resource for all those things, because we can and we should have access to all of those things. Our kids should experience all the things that we were not experiencing. Our kids should learn. Our kids should explore. They should open their mind, because otherwise, you know, we still have the same circles, the same cycles of like not accessing. And then when they get to a certain age, they're in a disadvantage to other children that are not of color, you know?
Absolutely. And I'll do a little bit of kind of going into different things that I do, but network is such an important part of our lives, right? And we have circles that we have with our family and with some of the close friends. But as we get older and older, we need to have much better networks of people and people that we can reach out to, right? It's really important. And one of the reasons that I wanted to create Nabu was, in a different life, I used to work at a summer camp. I used to run a summer camp. And this was an entrepreneurship summer camp for middle school kids. This was an expensive summer camp. I know, right? I'll give you more info later. But for 2 weeks, it was over $2,000.
Wow. Right?
And ¿qué? Yeah, $2,000.
¿Dónde?
I know, right?
¿Dónde?
Up in the Bay, right? Like in Stanford, and you have these.
Did they give scholarships?
So they give scholarships. But I'll
that's
talk about
another thing that I feel a lot of people don't know, that there's so much aid that you can just ask for. Anyway, sorry, yeah, but I just feel like when you hear that, you're like, that's so out of reach. But now I'm trained to think, wait, if it's that much, I'm sure they give financial aid too. And I think we should be trained to ask people and don't feel ashamed. Like, I have zero shame asking for free money.
I mean that's how you got to do it. So we did offer some scholarships. I personally wanted to do more, but what ends up happening is, so you're talking a $2,000 or over $2,000 camp for 2 weeks, right? So as an immigrant person of color, you're not, how are you going to afford it, right? And that's just 2 weeks. A summer is what, 6-7 weeks. So what are you doing the other 4 weeks, right? So what ends up happening is you have these really rich kids that go there. They come from prominent families, a network that is phenomenal, right? And these are kids that want to hang out, that want to get to know each other, that want to create these bonds that last a long time. But we don't
How old are these kids?
Like 11 and 12.
Right? Adios.
But like, I became friends with people that run multinational companies or global companies, CEOs of top 40, 50 companies, because they would send the kids to the camp. Mm-hmm. Now, if our familias are getting in there, that's the network that we're putting together, right? That's mm-hmm. who we're having sitting with our kids and learning from and playing with and doing all these things that then, as they go into college and careers, they have this network that's so much better in a lot of parts, right? So how do we give access to these opportunities to kids, right? And the scholarship one, I think, is a great way. A lot of times we feel ashamed of asking as Latinos. I know my family did, right? Of like, you don't want to ask, mm-hmm. but you got to ask, right? You got to look for those things. And now with websites, they post them on there. But when you can take those opportunities, you have to.
100%. I mean, it's like, I mean, are we really ashamed to ask though? But when the quinceañera comes around, we're not ashamed to ask. You know, we're not ashamed to ask like 1,000 compadres to be, you know, padrinos for this and that and that. And I mean, like, I know families that get in so much debt for a quinceañera, for like a bautizo, for a primera comunión, for like all these things. And I think, I mean, it all comes down to like education, you know, and like knowing that, yes, a party is amazing, but I think like if you would get all that money together and put it towards like a fund for the two kids, or like if they were all to pitch into like, you know, a camp that would serve them for more than just one day and like for life, that would be like so much more beneficial for the kids. So yes, I think like, yeah, we are sometimes ashamed of it, but sometimes we're not. So I think we should really be more open about receiving help when it comes to these things. I mean, again, I think it all comes from like, let's educate ourselves and like, let's put this out there knowing that like everybody can have access to these things. So I am so happy that there's a Latino behind this kind of initiatives, an innovator like yourself. What does Nabu mean? Where does that name come from?
So Nabu is
Nabu.
Old, yeah, so it's like an old god of experiences, right? When we looked at the names, we were like, what can we put on there that would signify that of experiences, right? Because my big thing too with Nabu was, not only do we want to have families gift great experiences to each other, but we also want them to have that experience together, right? My brother, he's the uncle, he's great. When he buys a gift, my kid will play with a gift a couple of times. But when he takes them to the park, when he takes them to Kids Space, when he takes them to these experiences, they're like, that bond becomes so much bigger, right? Or my other brother takes his kid to hockey. My kid wants to go to hockey with them just to watch. And he's like, oh, my cousin Jan is the best hockey player, right? And that bond becomes such an important part of their lives. So we wanted to have a name that symbolized that, right? And the God of Experience to really talk about, hey, this is what you're creating. You're not just gifting something, you're creating this lifelong memory that these kids will have together.
Yeah, 100%. Because I think like that, I mean, kids like toys for like 5 minutes nowadays. I think like we have become a society of like, mm-hmm. like very, you know, it's just so fast. Everything's so fast. Like everything's like, you know, my kids were all into like LOL. Now they don't really care for the LOLs. Now they want the next thing and the next thing. And it's like, oh, okay, good. I have it and it's done. And like, I'm done with it. And like, mm-hmm. you know, they have such a short spam retention that I'm like, it's too much. And me as a mom, every time I do a cleanup, I want to just get all that stuff put in a trash bag and like, I don't want to see it. And also it's like, oh, let's donate it. Where am I going to donate these toys? Like, where are they going? Who's going to get them? Like, you know, there's only so much goodwill can take. And I wonder like, what do they do with all the rest of the stuff? Where do they go? Where do we take them? It's just so much, like, it's just so much stuff that I definitely feel like even me, myself, I think in the past 2 years, I have been more inclined to have experiences for myself, traveling, going, knowing, experiencing, eating, tasting. And my kids have been like more open to it for their birthdays this past year. You know, they wanted to go golfing and they wanted to have a sleepover and they wanted to experience with their friends and be with their friends. And, you know, I think if something that like the pandemic left, what has been leaving is like, we just want to be more connected to people. We miss people so much and realize how much we took people for granted and experiences for granted that now we just want to like live life. Right. Before we were just like, oh, and here in our faces. And now I'm like, I want to be out there. I never know what's going to happen. So I just want to like live life.
Yeah, no, 100%. And there's a statistic that we have and we research, which is 80% of toys end up in the garbage. 80% of the toys. Now it's a $22 billion industry. So every year you have all of this plastic that's being created and 80% mm-hmm. of it's going to the trash. My kid for Christmas got Hungry Hungry Hippos, right? Classic game, super fun. First 2 days, all about it. We couldn't stop playing it, right? Mm-hmm. Like he was like, let's go, right? Even the dog got in on it, right? Like everybody was playing it. He hasn't touched it in what, 25 days, 24 days? He hasn't touched it, hasn't asked for it, hasn't done anything. And now it sits in a closet.
Yeah.
And it's like, why have more of that? Why not have these experiences that he can go out and do and that reduce plastic, but also become these memories and these experiences for them? So, and we are like that too, right? Millennials and Gen Z, the newer generations, they want experiences. They don't want toys. Research mm-hmm. showing that through and through. And that's why we see so much of them coming out now, right?
I love that.
Also, I'm going through your site and I'm starting to get anxiety because I realized like, oh my God, I need to start figuring out my summer 2022. Yes. And I would always make fun of my sister back in the day when my child was one and two, like, oh my gosh, you're so like extra. Like, why are you starting to look at summer so soon? Like, I'll figure it out. And I'm like, oh no, I got to get ahead. I'm looking at this 2022 summer camp, Hoplet LA, Griffith Park, let's go. But here it is. So here's the truth about living in Los Angeles for those of you who live in other places. And I'm sure in other, you know, cities, you're probably thinking like $1,000 a week. Like, what are they doing there? Like, ¿qué te dan? Like, what are they giving you? What are they feeding you? The truth is that if you just want a quality summer camp, it's going to be, I mean, this one is $425 a week. Think about it, right? So if you start campaigning now through NABU and you ask your friends, like, you know, here's my kid's, you know, birthday, why don't you just pitch in on this? It can really change the perception of what, you know, what you want, what your kid really is in need of, as opposed to, you know, an LOL doll that, yes, it will bring that, you know, you won't walk in with that doll. And trust me, I have had those moments when I give my nieces a present and that underwhelming feeling of, wait, did you even like this gift? Like, I gave it to you with so much love and anticipation, and then your face was like, oh, cool. Like, great. So it, and sometimes we give presents not so much for the kid, but for ourselves, right? Because we want to be the cool aunt or the cool uncle, or we want to be liked. But I think, what does the kid need and where is it going to make that lasting impression?
No, agreed. And I think a lot of times we focus so much on the instant gratification, right? Like that reaction that mm-hmm. Or the 5 minutes that they play with it. And then what? And then they stop playing with it, right? And then they go back to YouTube or they go back to whatever they were doing. With this, it's something that they're going to get and they're going to just enjoy each day, right? So when they go to the summer camps, when they go to the museums, it's something that they really want to go to and do, right? And then one of the great things with NABU that we've seen happen is as friends and family pitch in, then others create the same campaigns. And so now the kids are going to those summer camps with their friends, right? Because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, hey, you know, we put $20 towards that expense. Do you want that same summer camp? Like, yeah, let's do it. And then crowdfund through NABU as a way to say, hey, like, we'll go together, right? But these things get expensive. And not just here in LA. Like, we've seen the prices rise in just about every city, right? Just the cost, right?
Tell me about it. And more when you have multiple children, you know, my 4-year-old, you know, last year, she didn't really need a summer camp, but starting this coming this year that she's going to go into kindergarten. Now she's out of preschool, no more summer. Now I'm going to need 3 summer camp experiences. And I'm like, I know that's a lot, you know, that's a lot. And they are super expensive. LA is like very expensive. And like, if you don't start early, the camps that are like on the cheaper side, they'll fly. They'll just go. And you're like stuck with the kids at home or stuck paying all these like super high prices for summer or, you know, for birthdays or whatever. So how does it work? Tell us, how does it work? Like if I'm new to your website and I'm trying to figure this out, tell us a little bit of how it works so that moms know, you know, how to work around it.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's 2 different ways that you can go about using the site. So let's say that you know the summer camp you want to go to, right? So great, Hapblood or a Roblox summer camp, right? You just go on the site, you find it, and then you can either pay for it yourself, which becomes the expensive option for a lot of people, or crowdfunded. You create a campaign where it's really simple. It takes 5 minutes. You just post some information saying, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. We're so excited to invite you to the birthday party. We would love for you to contribute towards this birthday gift, right? And then you just send it out. You can share out the link through your social media, or you can send out it through email. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one way, and that's super easy. We've seen it within 5-10 minutes, those things go out.
Can you attach it to, sorry to interrupt, can you attach it to like the e-bite and stuff?
Exactly. Because we give you a link, super easy to then attach it to the e-bite and send it out. And we've seen campaigns like fill up super quick because it just doesn't take a lot of time. Mm. Now, let's say you have no idea. You're like, you know, my kid's 4. He likes soccer. He likes these things, but I'm not really sure what to get him. You go on our experience finder. You answer a couple questions. And then from there, we're able to use our tools to say, here's the top 10 experiences we think for you in your area and what you answer, right? And then the same process. You find the one that you think, okay, great. This summer camp or this experience is the one. You create a campaign, you send it out to friends and family and get it funded, right? And you add it to eBay, you add it to your social. So it's this really super easy way to get people to contribute and buy these amazing gifts. One of the cool things about it as well, and as we start building the site even more, we'll have more options, is that people can send out messages on the site as they pay, right? And so you're getting these messages online, you're getting these videos online, but you also get a card sent to you as well with some of the messages that were sent. So it's a way for people out of state to be able to very easily buy a gift and make it personal.
Nice. I love it.
I know. I'm seeing some of the ones that I just saw by looking that I thought was really cool, where I think that you would probably like, I think they're for older girls, Paulina, but they have like a fashion one and they have an interior design camp. I'm like, I didn't even know all of these things existed. What? Your kid can go to a photography camp. I'm like, what? There's so many great experiences.
There is so many. I mean, I'm telling you, like, if you didn't take the time to do this, Eliane, I would have never even knew that existed. And then I think we're just so like programmed to just think, oh, I'm just going to send them to like the summer camp, you know, where they go and they sit around and they play and then they have lunch and then they play. And there's other experiences that they can actually take a lot out of.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we're looking to add to it is summer camps that teach you how to become a podcaster, that teach you how to become on YouTube, a streamer, right? Because so many kids are getting into esports and all these different things. Ultimately, it's about exposure, right? How do you give your kid access to all of these experiences so that they find the things that they love, right? And it could be science, it could be sports, it could be activities, or fashion design, right? But how do we, one, make it accessible for our families? And two, how do we open it up so that it becomes such an amazing experience for the kids?
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We don't want to take any more of your time. I'm sure you're really, really busy. Thank you for being here. I will say that you're one of the maybe handful of super papas that have been here on the show. So you should feel very, very lucky. You're part of a very special club.
I am.
Also, Just a what would you say, like a warning, if you have your dude friends, your guy friends listening, just listen to this episode. We always discourage guys to listen to our show because we talk way too much. So thank you for being on the show.
I'm gonna disagree there. I listen to the show.
Don't say that, that is so embarrassing.
I forgot what episode I was listening to just a little, like a couple days ago, but it was talking about like I think the fourth like
trimester.
Yeah. And there were so many things that I just remember about like going through it with my wife and like listening in and just being like, yeah, like that is really important, even for guys to listen to, because I'm super involved with my kid and I think more guys should be. And there's a lot of things that I think we can help out. So I personally love listening to the show and I think more guys should.
Thank you. I always say this story that this guy came up to me at the grocery store and said, are you like the supermom? I listened to your show and I just thought it was so weird. It's like, it just made me realize like my wife wasn't crazy. Like you are all the same. And I'm like, thank you. I don't know if
that's the right way to say it, but yes.
I'm like, thank you.
Well, before we head out, Elian, I do want to talk a little bit about the program that I joined, the amazing program that I joined, because I know there's a lot of moms out there that are entrepreneurs and like, you know, that I would love to share this and like for them to experience the program. I know many great people have joined, like Chef Marcela has joined the program. Beatriz from Me Too has joined the program. Like, and so I want to, you know, just give the opportunity to other people to join. So can you tell us a little bit about the program, how to join? What is it? What is it about?
Absolutely. Thanks for that. So I also work at what's called LBAN, the Latino Business Action Network, which is a collaboration with Stanford to create what's called SLAY. Ultimately, it's a Stanford Latino organization that helps Latino and Latina entrepreneurs as they scale and grow their business. And we do a lot of different programming. So no matter where you are, if you're just starting out, if you've been doing it for 20 years, 30 years, we have a program that can help you. But our main program is our Stanford Scaling, Latino Scaling Program. And this is the program that I help run. I help recruit, interview, and help everybody go through the program. For those that do the homework or don't do the homework, you get a call from me trying to help everybody through it, right? But this is a program that I think it's phenomenal and life-changing in so many ways, an experience within itself, right? So similar to what NABU wants to offer. But this program is meant to take some of those amazing resources from Stanford to business owners and help them scale their business, right? So how do we get you from 1 million to 10 million to 100 million to a billion, right? Giving you network, mentorship, and also this world-class education that comes out of Stanford. Apart from the program, we also do research, and the research becomes such an important tool to everything we do. One of my favorite things that has come out of our research is showcasing that Latinos as a group start more businesses in the U.S. than any other group, and specifically Latinas. Latinas create more new businesses than anybody else.
Preach, brother, preach.
How do we grow it? How do we grow it? And you know, one of the statistics that we really dislike is that during the pandemic, a lot of Latina moms had to stop working on their businesses because the kids are at home. There's all of this craziness going on. So the program says, hey, how do we help you really grow the business, become more strategic, and really work with more employees, work with more Latinos, work in a way that really expands and scale your business? Now, this is an intensive program. I don't like to lie about it. I think Paulina, in our interview for the program, I was very upfront with that. You're going to have the homework, right? And a lot of the parents will say, my kid is now watching me do homework, and it's incentivizing them to do their homework because they're like, all right, if mom and dad can do it, I should be sitting down and doing it, right? But the program is this really life-changing mentality for how to run your business. But yeah. I think also, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, so we'd love to hear your perspective as well, is how it helps you as a leader and as a person, right? Because the way you think about things changes, and it is tough to have that change, right? But it's important as you grow your business from one place to the other. One of the things that we really love is Latinos at Stanford, right? This is something that we always want to promote and we want to get more of. So this program helps business owners that are Latino and Latina grow their business through this 8-week intensive program. And we have over 900 alumni, so over 900 Latinos and Latinas that have gone through this program to really grow their business and grow themselves as people.
I honestly feel that, and I said that on my video, you have to submit a video at the end. And I said, like, it just really changed the way I viewed myself as a business leader. I think like it made me see my flaws, but also see my strengths and see that because there is so many different people from all across, like all industries across, like it wasn't something that I was just talking to people that own food businesses. It was just everything from everywhere, all over the country. And knowing that we were all going through the same struggles, that we were all going through the same things, that we are all on the same page and just like bouncing ideas off each other, talking to other people and getting this, like it opened my mind to myself more than anything, as like, what kind of leader do I want to be for my business? What kind of leader do I want to be for my team? And, you know, how do I make my business better? And like, really take a good look at my leadership style and, you know, fix some things that I needed to fix. And it gave me a lot of confidence, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my God, you know, like I am doing all the things that like other entrepreneurs are doing. I am doing all these things. And it just gave me a lot of confidence in my own work. So I'm very grateful for it. It was hard to look at like the broken windows and all of that stuff, like, which is like, you know, what are the things that you need to fix? But I needed to be really honest and say like, you know, maybe one of the broken windows is me and I need to fix it, you know, and I need to like figure out how to be better for my team. And so that was one of the biggest things that I got from the program. I'm very grateful for it. It was intense, but it also gave me more hunger to learn at the same time. Like I was like, I love this, but I want to do more. And like, ever since then, and then I started working with like a coach. So then I am like, I want to grow. I want to grow more. I want to learn more. I'm curious to see what else is out there. So it gave me that fire again to like want to learn and move forward with my education.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it. And it's one of the things that I look for when we interview possible participants. Can you come in and really shift your mind, right? Like, and really change the way you think of yourself as a leader and as an entrepreneur and as a person? Because the program is intensive, and it's intensive in a way to help change those things for the better. But you need to come in ready for that. And if you do, you're going to have this life-changing program, right? And you're going to meet these other entrepreneurs that are Latino, that are Latina, that are doing amazing things. Like, sometimes I talk to entrepreneurs where I'm like, you're doing what?
I know.
What? How? What? Who? And like, you're sitting down next to these people, right? Like, absolutely amazing. And we just want to help empower that. We want to help, one, for those that are not there yet, how do you get there, right? With more tools and programming around that. And then once you're there, right? So the program is meant for entrepreneurs that make $1 million or more in revenue. So once you're there, how do we really elevate you? How do we really help you get to the next stage? But our big thing is, and then how do you go back to your communities and help the smaller Latino, Latina-owned businesses? Help those communities rise up, right? So by you growing, you becoming a better person, you becoming a bigger business, then you go into your communities and build those up. And then everybody wins, right? Because that's just how we, as a Latino, Latina community, become stronger. And that's another part that I really like about this program. And I don't know if you've seen this, but as Latinos, we can be segmented where you have Chilean, where you have Argentinian, you have Mexican, you have all these different places.
Totally.
Right. The program brings everybody together and said, we're Latino, right? We are one. And if we want to grow, we work together. And I've seen some amazing relationships formed from that. We've seen some great alumni. You were talking to Chef Marcela Beatriz, who's phenomenal. And you see that growth and you see how we come together as a community. So the network is really important. The growth and the lessons are great.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Elian.
Oh, so I love it.
For your time.
Thank you. I can listen to you forever. I can see now why my sister loves you so much.
Please, thank you. And I listen all the time. So really
don't
to be a
stop.
I don't know where that's coming from. I'm going to find a place.
Dude's not allowed.
I'm gonna tag too. I'm gonna make sure.
No. No.
Well, for we sell our Super Mamas. How can we support you? How can we support Nabu? Where can we find you? How can, you know? Where do we? How do we know more about this whole?
Yeah, absolutely. Nabu. So you can go to nabu.life, nabu.life, and that's where you can find all of the amazing experiences. You can create campaigns. You can also send us recommendations. Maybe you're in a city, we're not there yet. We'd love to be there. So let us know. The more we know, the more we can be in those places. You can also check us out on Instagram, nabu.life, see so many of our amazing posts and links. And yeah, that's ultimately where you can find me.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eliane. Have a fantastic day.
It was so great to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And we're back for the pick or tip of the week. Paulina, our favorite segment, where Paulina and I talk about things we're loving, things we're obsessed with right now, or, you know, looking at our add to cart button, anything you want to, you should add to cart.
No, you know what? I am going to say something. I have a tip, actually. It's not a pick this week, but as this week is Valentine's here in the LA, well, all over the world, I guess, in the LA.
It's LA. We live in LA. Today's Valentine's Day in LA.
Today's Valentine's Day. No. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys a very important tip. I actually, I know a lot of us order a lot of stuff. You guys, Brice and I order a lot of stuff for Amazon. Make sure that you guys, when you guys check, when you buy stuff for your kids, you check the reviews and I always look for reviews with pictures. I was actually, getting stuff for the, you know, ¿cómo se dice? El intercambio de regalos, the Valentine's in the school. And I got this product that I was like, okay, I don't want to send home like trash. So I actually got this little cards that the kids can insert with a straw, and then all the kids get a straw, right? And I saw it, it said Valentine's, and I saw all sorts of like cute shapes, and I was like, oh, cool, whatever. And I remember, because I was so busy with the Super Bowl situation, I just ordered it. Like, I was just like, I didn't think about it. I did not check the images. But when I received them, I was looking through the straws, and legit one of them looked like a penis. And I was like, what is this? So I went to the reviews, and they had really good reviews. But like, warning, look for the penis looking you know, straws, and don't send the kids home, like, to school with them. And I, this morning when I woke up, I was like, Selena, where's your straws? And I had to go and get all the penis looking straws out of the bag, because I did not want to be the mom that the parents are gonna like shame over straws that look like That's male hilarious. Parts. Make sure, guys, that you look at reviews with pictures. Make sure that what you order is what you get. That's my tip. That's it.
That is hilarious. Eduardo and I made oatmeal cookies yesterday morning for his Valentine's. Well, guess what? He wanted to do that. So we made yesterday morning, and he took them all today. But also, you know what he asked me to do?
What?
I don't question him. You know, I just let him express himself. He made me create. He's like, Mommy, can you do me a favor? Can you put lipstick on, and can you kiss this paper?
Wow.
I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, but kiss it. And then he kept telling me where to kiss it. So it looked like a heart made out of my kisses. I'm like, he grabbed my lipstick and wrote, I love you. And then I was like, well, this is really thoughtful. I don't know who this is going to, but also it's from you.
Are those your lips or mine?
Like, is it supposed to be your lips with lipstick? Very confused of where this was going. He's like, I'll tell you about it when I come back. And I'm like, okay. So I'm yet to see like what this was for, who this was for.
It was for his PE teacher, who's a guy. From my mom to you. Don't let me do PE from now on. I don't want to.
Yeah, it was, so I'm just waiting. Like, and also, who's going to receive this? If a guy's going to receive this or a girl's going to receive this? And when they take it home, like, look what I got. It's like a bunch of kisses. With lipstick on.
Oh my God. Míralo, qué galán.
But it's interesting.
Interesting. So,
Yeah. And then I found, I told you, right? I found a bunch of Valentine's because he, my husband's like, why didn't he just buy Valentine's? I'm like, well, no. He's like, I don't think he knows you can buy Valentine's. So he made, it was like a stack of papers, but they all said, I love you. Love, Eduardo. I love you. Love. I'm like, who are these for?
Oh no, I do not have time for that.
My pick, I found these shoes that I really loved for my daughter. My daughter's a year and a half. You know, she's full on walking now. Obviously she still kind of like tumbles around, and I just love watching her walk. It's the cutest, you know, like, you know when kids start to walk.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they kind of walk with like this sass, but they conviction, and then they're just, you know, and then their little bodies just sort of like the little booty just shaking.
And they're always have, they always have that face, like, yeah,
and they're always like excited, and they're, you know, oh my gosh, it's the best. You gave me all the shoes that you gave me, you know, they're not, you know, they don't fit her anymore. And we've like one of them also, especially the Toms, she wore those to the ground. They actually came apart. The sole came off.
Good.
And then the other Vans too, they actually did come apart too. I mean, she really wore them.
Good.
So now, but that she didn't have shoes. She didn't have shoes for like a day, I think, because they were from the moment I ordered them to arrive. But anyway, I really love this site. The brand is called Bobooks, B-O-B-U-X. So if you're looking for shoes for your kiddos.
Bobooks,
I don't know. Incredible. Highly recommend. Because I still want them to look kind of cute, but also, you know, she can be wearing like boots from H&M every day. You know what I mean? or like fancy shoes from Zara. You know what I'm saying? these are cute. They're comfortable. I love them.
Nice.
Love them.
Look at her being fashionista desde chiquita.
Oh my God. So she got these shoes. So I got her these shiny shoes. They're like shiny pink. She put them on and she was like, wow. And she wants to wear them all the time. And then we took her on a stroller ride, you know, the one that you gave her for Christmas on the little bicycle. And she would just look at her shoes and she would go, wow.
Isn't that a difference with the girls?
Wow. And she, I mean, like, she just wants to wear those.
Yeah.
And she picks them out and she does this other shoe she wants to wear. And then she'll also, she like likes to wear stuff for her hair. So she'll put on a little clip and then she'll look at me, or she'll go and look at her, and then she'll stand in front of her dad and like wait for a compliment. And it's like, I'm like, oh my God. But she just, and so when she got her shoes, her dad came and she ran to her dad and pointed at her shoes because she wanted, you know, my husband to be like, wow, nice shoes. So she goes like, wow.
I know. It's like my kids every morning. Daddy, come see me. You want to see me? Are you ready to see me? Close your eyes. Okay, now open your eyes. And every day they just want that to compliment them. That's just the life of the girls.
Really?
Yeah, every day. Today,
Daddy. Know that.
Oh, yeah. Daddy, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay, open them. Oh, my God. Qué bonita te ves. Okay, that's all day. Oh, yeah. That's
really?
All the time. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Yeah, my daughter just waits for, like, dad and just looks at him like, what, like, can you say I'm pretty or something?
Yeah. Yep. That's what they do.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's going to have to do a lot of that. It's the same thing as us.
Well, I guess
Eddie, too.
I never told that. Close your eyes, look at me, tell me I'm pretty. Maybe that's why I grew up with so much like con tantas complejos, because I never got that. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why I grew up with so low self-esteem.
You and I, sister. You and I both.
Maybe so, yeah, maybe. We got the opposite. You know what I mean? You're like, ponte a trabajar, mía, floja. Like, oh, no wonder.
Quítate todo eso que te estorba en el trabajo, órale.
Yeah.
Oh, no, or dad.
Quítate ese pie. No. Pareces payaso.
Or dad.
Pareces payaso.
¿Qué tiene ese pantalón? ¿Es hecho de la cortina?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. No. Sorry, dad.
He doesn't listen.
Oh, I don't know. I hope. Yeah. He's like, is it
and also, cortina? If he was listening, he probably wouldn't make it to this part of the show anyway. So.
¿Qué tiene tus pantalones? Porque están rotos. Mira, nada más te cobraron tanto dinero y mira, te los dieron rotos.
I think that I come in from dad like yesterday. He told me I look nice yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thanks, dad. But now I don't believe you.
No, but now but now you know he really means it because, you know, he never does.
No, yeah. But I was like, but now because I grew up with such low self-esteem, I don't believe a compliment. But thanks.
Anyway, that's it, all guys. Right.
That's it for the show. Bye.
We'll see you next week. Adios. Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on superromas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at _supermamas and on Twitter, also at _supermamas and in the face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Super Mamas!